Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they lose their 9th in a row. They get swept by the Astros. Ugh. Terrible.
Every game has one of those moments, too.
Yep. The ones that right? make it really it hurt.
Sucks. It really sucks. Just when you're watching your team play and that moment comes, and it comes out of nowhere, right? It's like I'm watching that game and I'm like, oh, man on first. Sandy can just get a ground ball, get a double play.
Meatball.
Wrong.
Yep.
Meatball.
Rough.
Now, it is one of the best hitters in the league.
Maybe the best right now.
Maybe this. He might win the Triple Crown.
He's been killed, but still hurts.
It still hurts.
If it was three straight losses, that's one thing. 9 straight.
Yeah.
An absolute killer. The Dolphins, they will start training camp this upcoming week, next week. The rookies are in town. Tyreek Hill yesterday. I won't play the sound on this because it has music in the background, but you can see he has started working his way back from the leg injury from about 10 months ago. And trying to get his feel back. But he said at one point in this video that he still doesn't have any power in his left leg. He's had 2 surgeries from the time that his knee was twisted in another direction.
Well, because you can't. So the way it works, don't read into the injury. There's certain surgeries you just can't do at the same time. So that's probably why he had 2. That's it. Because if he had some bones or different ligaments, if the surgery would have been too long, right? Because you can't keep somebody, you know, out there like forever. You can't keep them under forever,
mm-hmm.
right? Then what you would do is you do one surgery and then come back and do the other one. So his actually starting point for rehab is probably a little bit later because he had to have a second surgery. A lot of times when people hear he had to have a 2 surgeries, they're thinking of a situation where the first surgery didn't go well. Think of Alex Smith. Alex Smith, when he tore his leg up.
Oh, that was crazy.
He had to have a number of surgeries because they had to do a number of different things.
Cheetah reborn.
How reborn are you going to be in this palatial house that you live in? It's kind of hard for me to be.
Question.
am I gonna be really? I want to walk again, but am I gonna be really that motivated when I see that house and all this acre of land and everything like that?
That it, you know, like you want to play, right? Like you want to play. Forget all that nonsense, because there is nothing to replace that. Nothing
I get it.
In your life.
I'm just thinking he should be at a place to do, you know, rehabbing. I'm not going
to
be.
You want to be like Rocky IV?
I'm not going to be motivated at home.
You want to be like Rocky?
You got him like Marvin Hagler. You can't train. You can't get up and do road work when you're sleeping in silk sheets.
No, you're not. Look at that house. Like, I'm really. There was a time I'm like, I'm running. If I see a basketball, you know what? Let me put up some shots.
I do wonder for him. You know what I mean? Well, I also, like, Leroy, is that something where, I mean, that was a vicious. Like, can he be the same from something like that? Because he was talking, I mean, they were saying, like, he might not even walk at one point with that injury. I mean, I know dramatic, I know, but that's what he was saying in the video.
Here's what I would say. The hardest part is not coming back or healing. The hardest part is trusting your leg so that mentally you can do the things that you've done. You see what I mean? And that's the hardest part to get on. Because guess what? You've been hobbling around with a weak leg and a limp for so long. By the time you get back, who's to say you're not going to still be limping, even though you're healthy? That happens a lot. So it's not necessarily the healing aspect of it, but it's the trusting your body to do the things that made you successful. That's the, I'll give you a perfect example. When I messed up my shoulder, right? I never carried the ball in the other hand again. Right? It was healthy.
Right. You just didn't
feel
it.
But I just got so accustomed to, like, not using it that I just never, whichever side I went with, I carried it in the right hand.
But odds are, like, because what is Tyreek? Is he 33 now? So, like, let's say he doesn't play this season.
So, check his age. I'm going to give him the Deion treatment.
32.
32.
I'm going to give him the Deion treatment. And what the Deion treatment was, is Deion had
the toe surgery, right?
The same toe surgery as OJ McDuffie. OJ McDuffie didn't play again, right? Deion played a few more years after that, but they moved him to safety. And the reason why he was able to, because he was so damn fast, healthy, that even running on a plank, he was still faster than a lot of guys. So he was able to play. So I'm going to use the same thing with Tyreek. I'm going to say Tyreek is so damn fast that if he comes back a tenth, you know, a little bit slower, he's still faster than a lot of guys. Now, how does that explosiveness, because one of the things he's great at,
the move, yeah,
is starting and stopping.
It's crazy.
Is accelerating. So if he loses that portion of it, then we have to see. But as far as just pure out speed, he'll still be fast enough to be able to compete in the NFL. But it's that thing. It's the thing when you can no longer do the thing that separates you from others. Right? That's when you have to evaluate your career. So Tyreek is starting and stopping. The dude can start and stop quicker than anybody I've ever seen. Right? The explosiveness. He catches a little hitch pass up the middle and then accelerates through the whole defense. That's what separates him. How much of that will he lose? Because that is who you associate with Tyreek Hill, the explosiveness.
Listen, his. I know that this did not end in winning a playoff game, but his two seasons here, I mean, insane to see what that guy was able to do on a football field.
Right.
And it's crazy. So, like,
I will say this too.
Hmm?
Everybody has a point in their career where, like, everybody say he's a diva. You're going to have to swallow your pride, bro.
Yeah, well, that is a big question, right? Like, a diva and baggage in the off, you know.
Yes, which we don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, seems to always be in headlines and trouble, you know. So, like, right. Who gives
and
him?
We've seen so in who, the past, all the other diva receivers.
Right.
And guys say, oh, he could come here, he could come here. And guess what all happened to all of them?
Yeah. Doesn't right. work out. So, OBJ doesn't work out. So, like,
was
he's.
OBJ a diva, though?
What? He proposed yeah. to Annette.
Yeah, but that was funny. But so, wait. So, let's look at. We got a dude that was in New England.
Moss?
No, not Moss. Not Moss.
Diggs. Diggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Diggs, a free agent.
Right? You got, I mean, the receiver they just got, are we claiming he's a diva? They won a Super Bowl and he was pouting? That's kind of diva-like behavior. Who won? Brown.
A.J. Brown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. AJ oh, he's Brown. A diva. Yeah, he's a diva.
Right? I mean, it's funny because
Jamar Chase got a Jamar Chase a little bit of a diva. He's always chirp. He's a bit of a chirper.
Okay.
I mean, amazing. I'd take him on my
look
team.
Look at the guys out west.
98% of receivers are all divas.
Yeah. Nah, but there are. But then there's the next level of them.
Well,
right.
I mean, you talking about like the Antonio Browns?
Is Justin Jefferson a diva? I don't feel like I ever hear anything from him.
He's got diva qualities.
He wears a fur coat, right?
He wears, and he likes to bling out, but he
I don't feel like I ever hear him say anything.
He did. He talked about J.J. McCarthy last year.
If we're going to say that, we got to say that about Joe Burrow.
He talked.
Is Joe Burrow a diva?
Oh.
All the quarterbacks are divas.
Joe Burrow is the biggest diva of them all.
All quarterbacks are divas.
Guy needs more haters, man.
I'm just saying. He got no haters.
Yeah, he does. He has
all quarterbacks are divas. What are you talking about?
Nah, not all quarterbacks are divas.
All quarterbacks are divas.
Malik Wilson, a diva.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Exactly.
He plays for the Dolphins.
Please. How easy that was.
Have you been a backup your whole life?
Even backups are divas.
Quinn Ewers seems like he's got a little diva to him. He was talking
Zach
a big
Wilson
game.
Had diva. Oh. Okay then.
He wore zero. Well, you got to have a real set of balls to wear zero when you suck.
Well, that number identifies his activity.
Tyreek Hill said in his video, quote, "The cheetah will be back. I ain't going to tell you what my timeline is, but my timeline is looking real good right now."
So can I ask everybody a question? His timeline might be something, but what is the league's timeline? Because that's the timeline you're working with, bro.
Right.
Wrong league.
XFL? UFL?
But you know what I'm saying? Like he putting out videos, and we talk about all this stuff, but isn't there that other stuff?
I feel like...
What, the off-the-field stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything off-the-field.
Well, he settled the lawsuit with the IG, model.
Yeah.
Big
He settled that one. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think his divorce is finalized, so I think his drama's in the clear for right now.
Did you just say Big Bang?
He said that, yes.
Leroy.
What? That's
Leroy dressed like he just came to America. Hey, you jackasses. I'm very limited.
Leroy, you dressed like Tobin's hopium dealer. That's what you dressed like.
I
right
feel
now.
Like you can afford to button up a couple.
I can't.
Hey, Jay Gatto, let's do one.
It's really hard to
let's
button with
clear.
One hand.
Let's be clear. In the house, what I, wait. Correct? Let's be clear how I had to put the
Zeus
shirt on.
Zeus can help you.
I had to lay my
Zeus?
Shirt.
Did you say Zeus?
I had to lay my shirt on the bed. Right? Button one button so I could get my arm over it.
What is this,
and
first day of
school?
And then
get in my shirt that way. If I button two buttons, I can't pull it over my shoulder.
This guy got first day of school fit for a hospital.
He's trying his best. You guys, he's hurt.
Wow.
He's hurt, dog.
I'm hurt, dog.
You're wearing your
Wait,
Sunday.
So there's no buttons at all.
He's wearing his Sunday best.
Huh? Just one.
There's one button buttoned. That's all I could button and get my shirt. Look, I have to get it over this arm.
He still got his hospital wristbands on.
The pop, yeah, he's Poppy Poyo.
Leave
right
him
there.
Alone. Take a break.
Because I can't use scissors. I got to wait till Big Spoon get home.
Give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is here. Make sure you're, I'm sorry.
It is.
Storm season is here, and it's also helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently, it is 90 degrees, 90 degrees right now. Wind gusts up to 16 miles per hour, but a hot day ahead here in South Florida.
Leroy, what happens if you have to itch?
I still hate you. Poor baby has an owie.
What happens if you have to itch?
Huh?
What happens if you have to itch? Like scratch. No, seriously. Like no.
Scratch
no.
It like a bear.
Damn you!
You got.
I was ignoring it.
You got to go like a bear.
He's got to be like a bear.
I got to get. No, I can't do nothing. It's underneath the cast.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah, and I was good. That's why I look doing this stuff, not sitting around. I'm thinking about other stuff, right? And then Vlad brought it up.
Sorry.
Damn.
So no reminders, huh? That's the best way.
I try to move on. I can't wait till tomorrow. Because they're going to take it off to put the other thing on, and I'm going to just start scratching. But there's stitches down there,
be
too.
Careful.
So.
Yeah,
don't touch anybody after you scratch.
I don't want to put the cone on you like a dog.
Yeah, bring hand sanitizer. Like,
he has the cone on the end.
Wouldn't that be something? I needed that cone before I went to surgery so I wouldn't put that in my mouth because I was starving.
Take a break. Back after this.
This is... Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Unbelievable. For the first time ever.
What do you mean? That's not true.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Not Leroy. But Tobin was hobnobbing. Even if he was working, he was still hobnobbing.
I was posting the Anthony Chang interview to YouTube.
Well, you were hobnobbing with Anthony Chang. You came in late.
I'm just trying to get on Jennifer's level, you know. Trying to catch up.
Cute. Oh, look at him. He's hurt. Look, what is this?
There's no way this is happening.
Stop. Right, you look. Don't do that again, Leroy.
Did he have to take his headphones off?
He took his headphones off. God.
This is how it works.
Dog, you look like you were hurting yourself. Don't do that, Leroy.
No, I'm good. I can't move it. But what? I will say this. In the last days, I've gotten movement in my fingers.
Well, that's nice.
I couldn't move them yesterday. Hmm. So that's good.
Dude, it looked like the headphones was beating the ass.
They're still a little crooked.
I was kind of scared about the headphones.
He looks like he's DJing.
It looked like the headphones was kicking your ass.
Yeah,
they look a little bit like you're doing a set at a Cabana Club.
Okay, you guys all make fun.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's hard not being able to like you not only use it, but it's so bulky you can't put no shirt.
So you got to sleep on your back, right?
How did I sleep last night? On the couch, and I slept kind of on my side with a pillow under here, just like kind of three quarter. Because I'm a side sleeper. I can't sleep on my back like Dracula. So I can lean up against the back of the couch and kind of put a pillow under my arm, and I got some good sleep. But I was surprised.
Have you kicked the dogs out? Like, don't the dogs, don't they try and
infiltrate? Oh, no, I don't sleep in the bed. I can't sleep in the bed.
What?
Wait, no. Why?
Because I got to lean up against the back of the couch.
You got to prop it up, yeah.
Yeah, so in order to sleep three quarter, I lean up against the back of the couch. I got my pillow under my head, and then I put a pillow right here, right? You see what I'm saying? And put a pillow under it. And it actually, I haven't had to take any pain meds, nothing. So I'm like, usually like after surgery, after the original stuff wears off that they give you, you're in like a lot of pain for, you got to take a couple of them. I haven't taken any. So that when I tell you like, holy smokes, like, yeah.
I think the thing we've been dying to know, and I don't know if it's infiltrated.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay. I was wondering.
They've called.
Done.
They called because that's part of the, you know, they said, have you gone to use a bathroom? I say, yeah, I peed when I left. They go, how about number two? I say, well,
it's coming.
Right now, I'm working on the analytics. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I've never gone left. She goes, excuse me? I'm like,
what? Yeah, that's so
they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know.
I mean,
it's like Leroy's from the Marlins analytics department. Well, we never go lefty lefty.
Yeah. So, like, yeah.
All right. Well, I was curious. I didn't know if you had tried.
I knew. I knew right where your ass was going. What?
Are you waiting for the new brace? Like, are you waiting for the new brace to have some like?
He can't hold out a day. Like he's gonna. He's probably. The
new brace.
Yeah. Aren't you getting new braces is tomorrow?
The same as this. It's just a.
It's just more solidified fortress. That's all it is.
Right.
And he's still gonna be stuck.
But here's the kicker. I think. I can remove it to take a shower and stuff like that.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So this I can't, but I don't. And I go to physical therapy Friday, which is just 2 days after surgery, which is weird.
Crazy, dude.
So I might not have stitches. I might just have
screws,
butterfly.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Interesting. That's crazy. Wow.
Just tell the nurse you drag your ass on the grass like my dog. On the carpet. You big, a big spoon coming home and me and the dogs are going across the carpet.
In a circle?
In a circle.
What if Leroy has to scratch it? He's got to get down like a dog.
Stop scratching
on the carpet.
Hey, let's not talk about scratch. So Leroy, no pool or jacuzzi? Nope.
Damn.
Pool looking nice, too. Mm.
Oh man, and it's sweat. You must have the AC on. There's no way you're letting your arm sweat.
Yeah. Well, so it's been cold in here because I don't really like it that cold during the day. So I'll put it on like 80, 79, 80.
Jeez.
What?
Sweat.
But it's cool, right?
Yeah.
Where you went?
And
Africa?
Then I turn it on cold that night, right?
Are you trying to make weight?
Some people came over to see the house. And the realtor goes, it's too hot in here.
Yeah, Leroy.
So now I keep it on 75.
It needs to be like an art museum.
74, Leroy. Jeez.
Is that cold?
It's nice.
It's nice.
You know? 80. I mean, what do you think? That's like a Vic Fangio's house. Like the old mother house.
Look, I have it on 89. It's quite comfortable.
You have it on 89?
89? 80 now. He 80 has it on 80 now, but it's still hot.
Yeah, because like, especially when I'm in here, the AC is right there, so I try to keep the noise down.
All right. Well, I appreciate the. that's where he draws the line. Not drinking into the microphone, but AC sound.
Not eating M&Ms or anything like that.
I can't even snack, dude, because I can't fix my snack quick enough.
What do you mean?
He can't make a snack.
I need a sandwich. I can't.
Can Mima open up the bat? Oh, she's on the cruise.
Mima's sending us. She's on a boat in the middle of nowhere. She's on a 35-day cruise.
What if you take a knife and poke it into the chips and like a pirate?
No, I got chips, but I'm not feeling chips.
You want like a sandwich?
Like, yeah.
If you want M&M's,
what is, all right, so
bag and then bite it.
So like, you had a club sandwich yesterday, right? Right after surgery?
He's got a club on his hand.
Yeah, and then later on that night, my wife made some of her best stir fry ever.
Was it the best stir fry because you've been hungry?
Or? No. I said that the night before.
Okay.
And then so I ate some of that. Then I had some cherries. Cherries are easy go-to.
You said cherries?
Cherries.
Cherries. You don't like cherries?
Can't say that I do. No.
Don't like them.
No, I don't think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I hate them or like them. It's not a go-to.
Definitely not cherries. Like a top five fruit.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Well, here's the deal. You open up your refrigerator. I had a choice between grapes and cherries. I did grapes last time. Did cherries.
You're talking about like cherries with like the red with the green stem?
With regular cherries, dude.
Yeah. Well, they have the cocktail cherries that like go in a drink. Those are all.
What do you think? I got a jar of cherries?
So you have like cherries with like a.
What is wrong with you?
With like a cherries with a pit.
Yeah.
What are you, a toucan?
Toucans eat cherries?
I think so.
Toucan Roy?
Don't eat lettuce, okay? You'll have a hard time.
Oh, I'm not. No, lettuce. I'll be left in it all day.
Oh, yeah. Explosive.
And then, listen, don't pick a food that I don't really eat. Don't really pick a food that I don't really eat anyway. So.
But cherries.
Nobody snacks on those.
Pretty wild, cherries. Man.
Wow, I can't believe there's been fresh cherries are awesome, dude.
I don't like cherries.
Really?
No.
Dude, stuff says
I nope. Even get when I get cocktails, I get extra cherries.
Ew.
That I know.
Yeah.
But you get like those bourbon cherries, like those, those dark ones, you know? They dipped in them, they soaked a little bit. I don't really like those like red cherries that like they put on either like a like they either put it on the toothpick or they put it on your milkshake. I don't like those cherries.
I don't like any of them.
Really?
I don't really get the point of them. No. They don't taste like it. They taste like wax. You know, like who likes? Do people enjoy that? I guess they do. I mean, everybody. It's like the standard operation for a milkshake.
I gotta tell you, I'll eat them, but I'm not a big fan of strawberries.
Nah, what? Oh, I love strawberries, dude.
I eat them, but like if I had a choice between cherries and strawberries, I'd pick cherries because strawberries, they kind of...
Too fragile? Like because they could they waver too much
like,
from
I like
bitter
when
to soggy?
When you get the little box of strawberries, sometimes you get the mush. They're mushy.
That's totally fair. It's the more sensitive fruit. So I think that
right.
I think if
that's what I, that's what I'm yeah
a harbinger of like consistency, I would guess cherries are better if you like cherries, but I think the best strawberry is better than the best cherry.
I can't disagree with that.
You know,
but it's just too much of a crapshoot.
It is too much of a crapshoot. Yeah, because they can throw whatever they want in that box. You could basically sell at Publix 3 good strawberries in a box, and the rest of them are soggy or bitter.
I don't buy fruit from a bag. Like I try to avoid. Like cherries, I look around the bag to see if there's any unfavorables.
You ever go to a farmer's market?
The oranges. Like I don't want to buy a whole bag of oranges and two of them be duds. Same thing with strawberries. You can't look around like you want to.
You always go to Publix, or you ever go to a farmer's market in Davie?
I've gone to various places.
Big Spoon seems like she'd like a farmer's market.
No, she also likes the oranges in the bag. I'm like, don't get oranges. I'll get them.
We need
grapes.
Football.
I like the little bit. I hate the little bitty grapes.
We need football immediately.
Those are sour.
We just talk football. We talk about the return of the cheetah.
I know.
Now I'm talking about.
Somebody said we need
football
immediately.
That's me. Yeah. When we're talking farmers markets right now, we need football.
Do you like a farmers market?
I love a farmers market.
A farmers market's delightful. Do you like a farmers market, Jennifer?
Hey, I tell you what, the freshest fruit.
I
believe it or not,
really go often.
And by the way,
the freshest fruit is usually that roadside fruit.
You guys can't picture Zach Sealer setting up shop at a farmer's market with, like, his own marmalade?
No. I don't know. Why
marmalade?
I don't know. You had me until the marmalade.
No.
You had me until the marmalade.
What do you think Zach Sealer would be selling?
Why would he be selling marmalade?
I don't know. What about his own olives?
I can see you
olives?
I can see you on the corner selling mangoes and have a sign because I can't touch the syrup.
It's true. I get nasty rash from it, dude. I'm very allergic. Very allergic.
I don't know. Seller, honey stand, bees honey. Like, I'm like honey.
Dates us as Zach Sealer says deer jerky.
Yeah.
Not even
that
beef jerky, deer jerky.
Hey, I'm telling you, we used to have a guy that would go up north and hunt, and he'd come back with deer sausage.
Oh.
And he'd bring us like a tube. He'd give us each one. And with crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Dude, He's got the jerky like hanging up. Like how do they, or does it, is it like packaged? Like how does it go with the dry?
Oh no, it's hanging upside down. Just snatch one. He just snatched one off.
I picture it's like him and Van Ginkle have their own stand together. Yeah, he's down here. Right.
He's like, I caught this one last month.
I catch it like I catch quarterbacks. They have their spittoon that they're going after.
No.
Yep.
No.
I'm telling you.
Tobin.
What?
Don't do it.
Fine. Take a break. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's
next.
We're
playing Goosies and No Goosies?
It's Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursdays. I thought today was Wednesday.
Nope.
Wow, Goosey.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Still awaiting any decision from LeBron James. Nothing new as of right now. Still same old, same old. That's where we're at right now. In the meanwhile, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to our favorite Thursday game. And that game is known as Goosies. No Goosies. Jennifer will give us some topics. You tell us what we got, J-Fig, and we'll tell you whether or not it gets us goosed up.
Well, I have a good feeling about this one, simply because you guys love the stuff.
Love the stuff.
Javier Sanoja Bobblehead Day is on Sunday. How do you guys feel about
Javier Sanoja Bobblehead Day?
Having your own bobblehead.
I mean, I would like my own bobblehead. That'd be kind of cool, but
I have one.
It looks cool. He's got a gold glove on it because he got the gold glove last year. Yeah.
You have you have one, Leroy?
You have a bobblehead?
Like with the shoulder
with the shoulder pad?
I'm gonna go see.
All right. Well, don't hurt yourself, though.
Yeah, don't take forever now.
Do it later.
Yeah.
Do it, later.
No, do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Bring it in tomorrow. You have enough time. By the time you find it, it'll be tomorrow.
I think I would have the Goosies if not for a 9-game losing streak. So I cannot get goosed up for anything Goosies. Marlins, even though I'm happy for Javier Sanoa because he's probably one of my favorite players on the team. But, you know.
If he's your favorite player, he's your favorite player.
Yeah, but 9 straight, dude. You have a hand in
it. I like Sanoa. I like that he has a bobblehead doll with the gold glove. I have the Goosies.
Goosies.
All right, good for you. Jennifer, you got the Goosies?
I have the Goosies. Hopefully, you know, maybe after this, you know, they get their spark back.
Goosies.
That would be nice.
You never know.
I would enjoy a spark back. Mm-hmm. Vlad, you got the Goosies for Javier Sanoa?
He said Leroy's bobblehead is a milk dud.
Wow.
No, I'm actually no Goosies, bro. Y'all lost 9 in a row. I don't want no damn bobblehead. What am I going to do with it?
It's just not the time for it.
Yeah, that's not a good... I'm sorry. The promo's not running.
I mean, it was
right
planned
time.
Before the season.
No Goosies. Literally. Yeah, well, tough. You
should change
lose
it to, change it to another day.
Yeah. Can't be losing 9.
So if they
row.
If they were
you
if it was the end of June,
you work it
if
out.
It was the end of June, you'd be fine?
Oh, if it was end of June.
That'd be amazing.
I haven't won 3 of them.
Yep. Goosies galore.
Oh, collector's items.
Dave South says, I still have my Kevin Millar one in the box. I think I have like 3 Kevin Millar bobbleheads from that game we went to. I love Kevin Millar, dude. What's number 2, Jennifer?
All right, guys. Well, we have John Harbaugh's first Giants speech.
All right. John Harbaugh yesterday, they released his first speech to his team. Here's what he had to say.
Welcome, man. Good to see everybody here. You excited?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A little nervous?
Nope.
Huh? A little nervous? A little nervous, man. A little nervous? Excited, nervous, you know? Nervous like you're full of game almost, Mason. Get this thing kick off. Standing up here in front of the New York Giants. The New York Giants. This is New York Giants sitting in this room. The New York Giants. Wow. It's an honor. It's an honor to stand in front of this room right now. And I know those coaches back there feel the same way, right, coaches?
Sergio.
It's an honor, man. We've been working, haven't we? We've been working early, we were late, getting ready for today. Today. Sitting in this chair, in this seat, getting to work, getting started, our beginning. Because this is where it all begins, together.
Want to end.
Anybody had gout before?
Can I just
that
say
was
this?
So awkward.
That was so bad.
No Goosies.
That was I would have left the room.
No Goosies.
Like, it wouldn't even woke me up from my sleep.
It's like, we know we're at work, coach. Thanks.
Like, he's more
how just many times did he had to say New York Giants.
He just kept saying New York Giants.
New York
we're
Giants.
Working. Yeah, we know
can
we're
I
at
just say this. I didn't realize he was there until he started talking, and I saw the giant on his shirt.
You forgot?
I forgot. I forgot. And
I literally said giant, too.
After that speech, I'll forget until I see him on the side.
We may have dodged a bullet because I thought we all thought we were going to get Harbaugh. We thought we were going to get John Harbaugh.
Here.
You mean dodge a bullet? Relax.
We may have dodged a bullet.
No, you didn't.
That's a terrible speech.
Hey,
wait.
I'll take a terrible speech with a Super Bowl title.
I'll tell you who's the worst at it. Belichick was the worst at it, but it didn't take away from how great of a coach he was. You see what I'm saying? So, is not an indication of the work that he'll be able to do.
It's not an indication of the work he's able to do. Some guys lose their fastball.
No, not coaching. You ain't doing nothing for
him. He's not as charismatic as his brother. I mean, that's that's for sure.
Well, because his I'm telling you, his brother is a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body.
But everybody likes when Jim talks. Like, John has never been, like, the most.
Well, because you don't know what the hell he going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody's funny. Gonzalo, our 1987, said he kept on repeating it for Scatterbo.
What team we on?
That's funny.
Cam?
Here's a
for
like
Witcher.
We played with a guy who was kind of like that.
What, dumb?
No, just kind of gave that appearance. He was smart as hell. But we played with a guy like that. But no. He was also a moose. So you go say that. Ain't nobody going to be afraid to go up to Scatterboo, right?
Why do you feel... Here's the thing. I like Hard Knocks. I really enjoy shows like Hard Knocks. This has become a very chic thing. Like, every team now wants to put out their own version of Hard Knocks. Remember the Dolphins did that, it last year?
That's why, because, yeah.
The Dolphins were going to put out... They put out Under the Sun, right? And they never released episode two because they went on a 4-game losing streak.
Nobody wants to watch your team's...
I want to know what's on that footage.
Look, they'll never show when they're on a losing streak. But once they win, oh, they'll show everything to win. When they're losing?
Nobody's got the keys. Like, nobody's gotten fired from the Dolphins who was able to leak an episode. Can we find out, like, what it was like when the things were going real? Like, when they lost to the Browns by 30. Can we get the footage of that?
The Miami Heat social media team did not work for the Dolphins.
I'm telling you. This idea that everyone's got to do Hard Knocks, that you don't have to do your version of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, like, you do.
I don't think you do.
You do?
You don't. He doesn't have that in him. He's not that guy. If it was Man Campbell, if the Lions wanted to have their own Hard Knocks, they got Man Campbell. He could do it. Know who they tried doing at the, remember, how was it? It was the Cardinals with Jonathan Gannon as the head coach.
Wasn't that? Okay, yeah.
And it was like, he's just... He wasn't ready for that. He wasn't ready for to be Hard Knocks coach.
Well, here's the
thing. you need a coach that has
the cachet.
Right.
What about New England Hard Knocks?
Oh, he's hard knocking, all right.
No chance. Kind of
funny. Listen, I would do a new. I would watch a New England Hard Knocks, but I wouldn't want to watch the team. I would.
Yeah, exactly.
I would want to know the inner goings of the marriage of the Vrabels and the Russinis.
I believe that the Patriots are going to have a terrible year. I mean, because it's just like that's how it normally happens. The losing team of the Super Bowl usually doesn't have a very good year the next year because of the schedule. They had the easiest schedule in the league last year, and now it's going to be a little more difficult. But how much of that is everybody going to put on the coach and his summer?
Oh, it definitely will. Yeah, right. It definitely will.
But that won't be why.
Well, we'll see.
It really won't be why, but that's what we're going to go to. Leroy addressed like he asked people if they have a cigarette.
You asking for Lucy's? Jeez, man. You asking for Lucy's? That's crazy.
So we all are gooseless from John Harbaugh. We agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No gooseies. No gooseies.
Yeah. Now I tell you who used to get you.
No gooseies.
Believe it or not, is Coach Green.
I can believe it.
He would get you. He ain't even hardly talk during practice, but in that meeting room and the night before the game, ooh, he get you going.
We didn't learn it until he was on the He was the Cardinals coach, though.
You want to crown their ass? Go ahead and crown him.
I'm telling you, I've only seen.
Whoa, man, buddy, easy.
I've only seen that Denny Green that you guys saw, maybe twice, and it was during practice, and he shut practice down because it was so bad. And so, from that standpoint, even when we weren't playing very well, he never got, you know, that mad.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
He was angry.
So bad.
He was pissed.
How bad did they lose to the Bears?
They did it. It was 17-16. They had the lead, and they let the Bears come back.
So were the Bears bad?
No. Well, the Bears were good that year. They went to the Super Bowl, but their offense wasn't great. What lost them the game, the Cardinals, they kept on punting it to Devin Hester, and he kept on returning it for a touchdown.
Terrible idea.
I don't think the offense scored a touchdown in that game. I think they were down like 17-0. They were down by a lot. And their defense, I think it was a special team touchdown and maybe a Mike Brown interception.
That was the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just said that.
With Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the Cardinals team that had Emmitt Smith?
No, it had Matt Leinart.
Oh.
It had Leinart.
No wonder he was so
angry. I believe
it
had Leinart at that time.
No wonder he was so angry. Yeah. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we have a Fry face-off, guys.
Okay.
We We have, which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
McDonald's. That's no question.
Well,
I would go with Chick-fil-A.
What number ranking do you think they actually got?
McDonald's got to be number one. If it's not number one, this fried list.
I go Chick-fil-A.
No, that's not fries. That's waffle fries.
Waffle fries? Yeah, that can't be number one.
It's still fries.
Ain't number one, man. Come on, man.
I'm going to go number two, McDonald's.
Nah, McDonald's number one.
I'm just saying what the list is. I think the list will have somebody cute, like, you know, something like that.
Well, you know what? They got cute guys, because I would say the same thing, number one.
Who the hell is better than McDonald's fries?
Apparently a taco shop.
What taco shop?
Del Taco.
Man,
what the hell is Del Taco?
I've been to Del Taco.
I've never been there.
Del Taco's, it's all right. Their fries stink.
And they're also like the crinkle fries or whatever.
I do like a crinkle fry.
I don't like those.
I like a crinkle fry. They do got crinkle fries,
but it's not bad. Their fries are not even better than In-N-Out fries.
In-N-Out does crinkle fries, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
Wait, McDonald's not number one?
McDonald's is not number one.
And this list is BS.
Enough of this list. In-N-Out is not even top five.
What?
Yeah. So we have McDonald's ranking at number four.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Four?
Number two is Farmer Boys.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. They're the crispy fries.
The hell's a Farmer Boys?
From Oregon and Washington.
But that's not nationwide, though.
But, like, I've never seen it, and I've been to
Washington. I'm not going to the damn Northwest for no damn fries.
You don't get to count. Like, you need to be national.
I'll go West for In-N-Out Burger.
And A I'll go and West for In-N-Out Burger.
Who?
Number three.
Wait, what was number three?
BMW?
A&W.
Isn't that a root beer?
A&W.
I know it is.
Isn't that a root beer?
Yes.
What the hell a root beer doing in fries?
Don't know. Number four is McDonald's. Number five is Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's got a fries.
Somebody just said it.
I feel like they're that's an
out west. That's west.
Yeah, that's
BS. All those places are out west.
That's BS. You didn't even put Five Guys. Yeah, you didn't include
Five Guys is number six.
Five Guys got some good fries and peanuts.
Five Guys just give you a lot of fries.
I love it. Right in the bag.
Number just everything in the bag.
Seven is Golden Chick.
I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm. Never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
Mm-mm. Number Chicken eight. It's Chick-fil-A.
That should be higher.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Should be higher.
Number nine is Checkers and Rallies.
That's not bad. No, those fries are good.
Pretty good.
Those are good.
Slept on.
Yo, late night? Nothing around? That thing saves you, bro.
You know what I like? You know what Checkers does that I like? I went to a Checkers recently when I was calling the fights in Japan, the Japanese fight. It wasn't done until 1 in the morning, but there's a Checkers right outside the boxing studio.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, but they have an AI. They have like an AI. What can I get you? And it's accurate. I love it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, they should do this everywhere.
They've been closing down Checkers, though.
I know.
Nah, man.
This one's been there forever. It's the one in Deerfield.
By the way, it's not that many that you could tell which ones are like where. Like, there's one on Miramar and
there
Palm.
Used to be one by the on Biscayne closer to the arena, but I think it closed down.
That one's been closed down.
Has it been?
Yeah.
There was a Burger King that was there, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, number 10.
What's number 10?
It's In-N-Out, by the way.
I'm sad.
Which is crazy. But
this list sucks.
Very much.
The order sucks.
It ain't accurate.
Put it this way. I'm salty about this list.
It seems like a West Coast list.
I'm salty about this list. I mean,
Schmeathan says, Tobin, you don't have to tell us you've been to Checkers recently. We can tell. he's such a bastard.
And then Dave South. Tobin looks like he enjoys a big Buford.
Dude, they're a tag team.
Who doesn't love a big Buford?
They're a tag team.
And I would say to you, the fact that you know what he would like, me and your big ass is over there too.
Number one, the old fastball. Checkers has been down here forever, though.
No, you should.
Yeah, I like Checkers. But no Goosies. Terrible list.
Terrible.
It's not a good list.
It's not a
list.
No Goosies by all of us?
No.
All right. No Goosies.
A gooseless.
No Goosies.
A gooseless list.
No Goosies.
Here's what I like about
McDonald's.
Fries. One of the things I like about McDonald's fries.
It's the best.
Always crispy.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a wet noodle McDonald's fry.
Mm-hmm.
That is number one on the list.
Man. You know you can.
That's what I like.
We gotta have you stay hydrated, champ.
Yeah, what's going on?
I think you need a little water.
It might. You know, I did have a tube down my throat.
That's true.
Hey, so.
That's true.
You know, the talking about food.
That's what they need for surgery, dude.
The talking about food is making them hungry.
Definitely.
It's definitely.
Yeah, but you know why I haven't even been that hungry? Because it's too much work to fix something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get you.
I feel bad for it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more for this.
The Tobin and Leroy Show is sponsored by Miami Lake.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.